Good morning and welcome to the first of many Tour de France audio previews, which I'll be doing with the Ashes hopefully going on the blog and the July Festival also coming up. It's going to be a very, very busy week for me and around the new job, because we all got to make a living. This is probably the easiest way to get my views on what looks to be some fantastic days racing on a great route out there, most efficiently. I'm recording on Audio Boom because SoundCloud decided to let me down at the perfect time of just about 2 a.m. last night. So thank you very much for that, MacBookAir. So I get a 10-minute block to record in each time. This 10-minute block, first of all, is going to be mostly about the routes. It's basically one of many stages which suits the hard men, as they're so lovingly called, classical kind of sprinters who are able to carry their big bulky weights uphill, and they also have more chances than probably any other Tour de France I can remember in recent history. So you're looking today for those, but also the ending, especially after yesterday's carnage and chaos, could see the GC riders go for everything. Many of them lost time yesterday with the inevitable echelons, as you do, especially with the stage finishing pretty much in the sea, to take a new meaning to the phrase sea level. And already two of the big four were on the receiving end of nasty time gaps in the shape of Nairo Quintana and Vincenzo Nibali. And Nibali especially is a keen fan of the Ardennes, so he surely is one of the more likely contenders in terms of wanting to attack today, although he has plenty of opportunities throughout the week to try and take all the time back he possibly can. Getting on to the route today, the ending is that of the very popular and much-loved Ardennes classic, Flèche Wallonne. But the race is not the same. What we have today is a relatively docile, by Ardennes classic standards, a relatively docile 143-kilometre run before we finish essentially on the closing stretch of Flèche Wallonne, which obviously has the Côte d'Effarage, and then of course the Mont de Hoy to finish. In Flèche Wallonne, for a comparison, the Mont de Hoy is raced three times and we finish at the end, at the last of the three, while the riders take 11 climbs in total. Obviously this is a race that, due to its far less aggressive nature, is really going to suit the uphill sprinters, let's say, far more, despite the actual viciousness of the Mont de Hoy, which has 20% ramps in places. The action gets interesting after 143 kilometres in terms of climbs, with an intermediate sprint a few kilometres before the 128 kilometre mark. To first start, we have the Côte de Ref, which is 2 kilometres at 5.1%. An interesting little selection enforcer, if not possibly the leg break that some other kinds will be today. Then after that, we have the Côte de Chereff, or the Côte de Chereve, whichever pronunciation sounds less stupid. That itself is a real, real spiky leg breaker with 1.3 kilometres at about 8.9%. It was introduced into Flèche Wallonne for the first time this year and created chaos. And cresting this 5 kilometres, it is an ideal place for attacks. You're going to see many people try and spring clear. In this year's Flèche Wallonne, Vincenzo Nibali attacked, while Tim Wellens also had an escape attempt, although that's a bit like saying it rained in England today. Every other day, someone has an escape attack, and it would not be a surprise to see him try and race aggressively from the outstart here. Then, of course, you have the Mörderhöj, which is a real leg-breaking effort. 1.3 kilometres with much of it at over 10%. The key for this climb is timing, and it will be especially more so today, with everybody racing there a lot fresher than they would have in the Ardennes, despite the fact, obviously, of the hard day yesterday and the big high pace that they're sure to employ today. In terms of situation, I expect a big bunch finish again. Giant and Katusha need to get Christoph and Degenkolb any points they can to keep in the points competition after they were obviously dropped before the finish yesterday. With Sagan's presence there, obviously not ideal, given that it was a pan-flat stage, the type of which he's expected not to win. And then, of course, GC contenders will want to be present and safe and also ready to attack on the Mur, because with time bonuses this year, the racing really starts now. The Tour's already been exploded. Froome and Contador want to be defending their advantages, but Nibali especially and Quintana as well have nothing to lose from going for a big attack and stealing any amount of seconds that they can before the high mountains. This first week is just rigged with ways to lose time, and it is very, very important for everybody to get racing, really. A break should go clear. I'd be surprised if they didn't bring it all back before the intermediate sprint. I would suggest that today we will see more crashes than we did yesterday, which actually was light on crashes, purely because of the huge fight for positioning at the beginning of the four small coats. And that really is very important for everybody who wants to be in with a shout today. Be badly positioned at Flesh Roulon, up the Mörderhöj, and as Michał Kwiatkowski will tell you, you can kiss quite a good portion of your chances goodbye. Today, he will want anything but that. And so will everybody else who's racing on the team. The big bunch, in terms of the big bunch uphill sprint, the key factor today, I think, will be timing. Whoever times their main challenge the best would like to count on top. That could be many people. Even climbers can overdo it, and if they overdo it too early, there's only one way they're going. And while the Tour may not be won and lost here, there's time to be gained. So with that, I'll leave you with this preview of today's situation and move swiftly on to the contenders.